I'm back today with another audio. I am super excited to catch you guys up with another episode because it's been a while since I spoke to you guys. I think it's been a couple of weeks, and now I want to get back on track and I want to talk to you guys and I want to get caught up and see what's going on. But I also want to catch you guys up on my life and tell you where I've been and why I haven't been recording. And we're going to cover like 5 topics. And of course, we're going to cover mental health, relationships, my work, and my social media. I'm going to have a big conversation surrounding all these things right now in my life. I even took the time to write on a sheet of paper about everything I want to talk about and what order to go in and all that. So you should know I'm serious about this. But anyway, let's get into it. The first topic I want to cover with you guys as an update is my mental health. So my mental health has been up and down. I've been taking the meds, obviously, but they're not fully in my system. I met with my doctor, I think, last week. I believe it was last week, and she wanted to do one of my meds. She wanted me to take 2 a day. Mind you, she only gave me a 30-day supply. So if I take 2 a day, I'm going to run out before I see her on the 5th. I literally went to the patient portal, and I emailed her, and I said, hey, if you want me to take it twice a day, I need a refill of it. Never heard back from her or any other receptionist. So I thought that was weird. I'm like, if you didn't want to refill it, all you had to do was say no. I'm going to let her know Friday when I see her that I did reach out for a refill when nobody got back to me. I'm like, because so now I'm forced to take that Medicaid, the mood stabilizer, only one time a day, which I needed 2 times a day to kind of up it. But I can't, because if I do that, I'll run out of medications. So hopefully when I see her Friday, she'll refill me and give me more than 30 pills to get me through. If she wants me to up the dose to 50 milligrams, because that's just ridiculous. So outside of that, though, my doctor is pretty well. She checks in on me. I've been seeing her 2 every other week, which I'm getting kind of tired of. Because normally when I'm on meds, y'all, I don't see my doctor but once a month. But she keeps wanting me to come back over and over. I'm like, my insurance bill going to be so damn high because of her. Like, dang. Well, my insurance probably won't cover half of it. But anyway, y'all, so let's just pray out after a while she'll start seeing me once a month, I hope. But anyway, my anxiety has gotten... I still have anxious moments where I'm anxious or where I'm nervous about stuff. So anxiety is getting better. I take the Buspar 2 a day for that. It's getting there. It's going to be time. I also take the hydroxyzine for my anxiety. And I take that before I go to bed usually. Now, if I'm out in public and I need it, I can take it every 6 hours. But I only choose to take it when I go to sleep at night. That's just the best thing for me to do. Another thing I do, my depression. I still have up and down moments. I have days where I cry, have days where I feel down, but it's not as bad as it used to be. It used to be like every single day. Now it's maybe once or twice a week I might have a moment where I don't feel so well, I'm sad, but I'm glad it's starting to kind of get better because I was getting a little worried when it was like every day. Far as therapy goes, I'm still seeing my therapist. I last saw her, I believe, at the beginning of July, the week of like July 5th, I want to say. And now I'm seeing her again, I think August 5th, I see her again. No, August 6th, I'm sorry. I see her August 6th on a Saturday. And I'm excited to talk to her and give her some updates on my life. Obviously, I love going to therapy. I love my therapist. And I enjoy being able to talk to her about some of the things that I'm currently dealing with. All right, guys, I'm sorry about that. I had to cut it because my daughter came and asked me a question, but I'm back now. So like I was saying, my therapy, I love it. I love my therapist. I'm enjoying therapy right now. And I can't wait to go back, like I said, to give her an update. Therapy, I wish I could do every other week, but I have to unfortunately pay out of pocket because my therapist does not take my new insurance. My job went from like Anthem Insurance to Aetna. And it seems like a lot of people don't take Aetna insurance, which is crazy, but they don't. Or at least it seems like they don't. So because of that, basically I'm forced to not have to pay out of pocket. But she only charged me $75, so I can't complain. But I pay her each time I go. But anyway, so I try to see her at least once a month at the most. But sometimes I feel like I need therapy every day, to be honest, or every other week or something. But yeah, therapy's good. I'm going to tell you guys about the next appointment I have when I see her on the 6th of August. I'll give you guys an update about what we talked about and what I learned. Okay, the medications I'm taking. Next topic is my medications. I would definitely say the meds I'm taking are, like I told you guys, is working but not working. But like I told my nurse practitioner, it's going to take time, and she realizes that, and I realize that too. Obviously, I do want to up my dosage, but again, because she only gave me the one 30-day refill on the one medication, I can't do that on the mood stabilizer until I see her again. So I just have been forced to take it one time a day for now. But hopefully, when I up the dosage, it'll be better. And we'll see what happens from there. I don't really know, you guys. But hopefully the meds will get better. I feel like if they don't, then I'm just going to switch medications. But I'm hoping I can just stick with what I'm on, because I'm not going to lie. In the past, I've tried so many medications to help me with my depression and my anxiety. And I'm just trying to get to a space where I can finally just be focused on like a few medications and not have to keep going on and off the meds, because that's kind of annoying, y'all, for real. But, you know, hopefully the medications will eventually start to get better. Like I said, the hydroxyzine that I take at night helps me so much for sleep. If it wasn't for that and the Buspar, I don't know how I would sleep, because I was not sleeping at night, you guys. Like, I literally wasn't sleeping at night. And now I'm able to sleep a lot better at night because, you know, I finally have the proper medications I'm supposed to be taking. How am I doing mentally overall? I'm doing great. I just feel as though I still have a long way to go. I'm still healing. I'm still trying to process a lot of things. Nothing's perfect. Every day is a new thing. And every day I'm learning more and more about myself. And, you know, it's life. It's kind of like, what can you do? I mean, that's life for you. So, I don't know. I take it day by day. And I just enjoy the moments I have and try not to let so much stuff stress me out, basically. You know, I think that my mental health will always be something that I struggle with in life, unfortunately, because it's just, I struggle with the years, but I think it's something that can definitely be combated against, in a sense, and can be corrected and worked on. And it doesn't always have to be the whole part of me. You know, my mental health is not really all of who I am. It's other aspects to me, and that's the goal for me, is just to kind of get in that mind frame and get better. Sorry guys, I'm chewing pretzels, but yeah, that's really the goal. I'm so sorry, y'all, my daughter's all in the background trying to do this in peace, but you know what I mean, kids are kids. Ain't your sandwich ready?
No, daddy, I told him slow.
So
he said I get you out of here.
All right, you guys, so we are moving on to another topic now. We're going to be talking about relationships. Okay, guys, I'm sorry about that. My daughter came in and I was like, oops. Yeah, she is. You probably can hear her in the background. But I just stopped the recording and now she's back in her room so I can finish recording. I try to record for y'all in the quietest place in my house. And usually it's my room is the quietest place. But a lot of times I cannot always record good in here because my daughter is in and out everybody's rooms and everybody's sections in the house. And that's just her. When you live with your family, it's always going to be noises or something going on. So most times I try to record for y'all when it's just me here by myself. But yeah, let me get back on topic. It happens, right? So we're going to talk about relationships now. We're going to talk about breakups. So yes, as you all know, I was dating an ex for four or five months. We broke up. I just got tired of the relationship and I cut contact with him. I didn't speak to him for like a week or two. And then all of a sudden, he literally popped up saying he missed me, he loved me, and all this BS. To me, I just look at it as, I'm just kind of over it. You know, what bugs me the most about men or people in general, I don't just want to say men, but people in general who will hurt you over and over and then come crawling back to you as if nothing happened and like they want to fix things and blah, blah, blah. Like I told you guys in the other episode a few weeks ago or last time I recorded, he literally said to me he felt like he was coming back to a broken home. And I said to him, did you upkeep your home? Because clearly you didn't, which is why, you know, we did not work out. And honestly, you guys, I just was unhappy. Like I told you guys about this in the last episode, I just wasn't happy anymore. I wasn't getting, my needs weren't being met. I was miserable and I was trying to stick it out. People would talk bad about him and tell me I should leave him alone because he kept hurting me. My parents didn't care for him because he was hurting me a lot. My friends didn't care for him. And it just got to a point where he was mentally draining me. I started not to feel good. I felt like I didn't know whether I was coming or going. And it just got to a point where it was like, you know, something has to give. I can't keep going through these ups and downs. And I was tired. You know, after a while, people will tell you about somebody and you don't believe it. And all these red flags about that person is piling up. But you are blinded by them because you're blinded by the red flags because you love that person. So when it came to him, I was blinded by all the red flags. I was blinded by all the stuff he was doing because I didn't want to believe that's who he was, but that is naturally who he was. And I had to get to a place where I say, Sherelle, you need to focus on yourself, because honestly, being in that relationship wasn't fulfilling me. It was making me miserable. I didn't feel good about myself. I didn't feel good about being in that situation with him. It was just kind of a situation where two people come together, but it's just something that's, in my opinion, it just wasn't meant to be. It didn't make me feel good inside anymore. And like I told you guys, it was long distance. He was in New York, I was in Virginia. He chose to move back home and he acted like he was coming back but never did. It's like he stood me up like 2 times, you guys. Like he told me he was coming on my birthday at the end of May, never showed up after he planned this trip, which left me getting my credit card charged because, again, I was holding it underneath my name. He was going to pay cash when we got there, which he never showed up, so they charged me. And I had to be the one to pay that off. On top of that, he was supposed to come the week of 4th of July. He made another excuse. He couldn't come because he didn't want to go pay the tolls to go through the bridges on New York. A bunch of BS. But it's so funny, you guys. So ironically funny that he didn't want to pay the tolls to come to Virginia to see me. But yet his nephew, who he went home to help because his nephew was having legal issues. So he wanted to get his nephew a lawyer and help him out, blah, blah. He literally drove all the way to Brooklyn, which was a few hours away from Staten Island where he lives. He literally drove from Brooklyn, Staten Island to Brooklyn, to go meet with another lawyer to help his nephew. But I'm like, but yet you can't drive to Virginia to see me. And I get what you, I get that's all in New York. It's in the same vicinity. I get it. But the point that I'm trying to make is you would do anything for other people, but not for the person you're with. You see my point? He's driven people in his car, taking them where they want to go. But when it comes to me, I get the backseat. But then you want to send me text saying you love me. Yeah, that's not love. You love me now because I pulled away from you. You love me now because I'm not giving you the energy I was. When I was texting this man every day, texting him and calling him, he literally was giving me no energy. He wasn't even looking my way. But the moment that I pulled away and stopped contact, now he wants to text me every day and try to call me. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I don't even answer the calls no more. I see him calling me and I just let the phone ring. I see him texting me and I don't even respond most times because what is there to say? Like, I told him straight up, there's nothing else to say, you know. I'm moving on from it. I have other things that I need to focus on, and I have other things that I'm trying to do, and I'm not trying to fixate or worry about this man or what he has going on, because I honestly just don't care. I mean, for keeping it real, I just don't. I feel like you want me to care about you want me to feel a certain way, and I'm just not going to feel that way because you put me through so much hell, so why should I care? So I say all that to say I'm over it. I don't care anymore. And that's basically it. I can't really say too much more on that. It's just that I'm happier not being with him and I'm moving forward with my life, you know. And I don't know. You know, I just feel like the biggest thing for me that bugs me is, though, I feel like he wasted my time. Like, why waste 4 or 5 months of my life if you know you didn't want to really step up to the plate and be the man that I thought you were? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, a lot of times people waste your time. And sometimes we allow men to waste our time for no reason at all. And then we realize later on that we could have been single and been out here being treated right, but we stayed with the wrong man. So, yeah, moving on from that. Am I dating? Am I dating? I'm gonna say this. Alright, so I think I told y'all guys a story about one of my guy friends that I've known for a year. Me and him have been hanging out a lot lately. We're actually gonna hang out this Saturday. He's coming to pick me up and we're going to his house to hang out and watch movies, and we're going to Chick-fil-A again. He loves Chick-fil-A, y'all. Don't ask me why. We were going to go out to eat dinner this time, but last time we were supposed to go out to eat, but we didn't end up going. We were going to go out to eat dinner this time, too, but then we didn't end up doing it, so I don't know. But I kind of want to go to Panera Bread and order me some stuff and then pick it up. I don't know. It's up to him, though, but I might get Panera Bread, y'all, because Panera Bread has, like, a delivery app, too, where they can deliver to your house, or you can pick the food up. So I don't know. I might get him to take me to Panera Bread. I don't know yet. Because we had Chick-fil-A last time. We can just pick the food up or whatever. He want to do that. But anyway, sorry, y'all. But yeah, so we've been hanging out a lot. We text every day. I don't know. Would you say I'm dating him? I don't know, you guys. Like, I like him a lot, though. I'm going to tell y'all that. Like, he actually will be going out of town. And he'll be leaving next Friday to go out of town to Colorado to take his kids back home. And he doesn't come back till the 16th. So it was so sweet because he texted me. It was yesterday. And he was like, what are you doing Saturday? And I was like, nothing. And he was like, you want to hang out? He's like, I want to see you before I leave on my trip. So, yeah, he's really sweet, y'all. Like, I'm telling you, he's such a gentleman. Opens my doors for me. Picks me up. Always offers to want to come see me. He's really sweet, y'all. And mind you, my guy friend, he lives like 45 minutes away from me. He still would drive to see me. And doesn't complain not one bit. So, yeah, I really like him. We're just gonna see what happens, y'all. I don't know. You know, I'm living in the moment. I'm open to a relationship with him in the future if it leads to that. But for right now, we're just dating and having fun. And we'll see what happens, you know. Having fun right now, though. Again, some of you might be like, why is she moving on so fast? But like I told you guys before, and I'll keep saying, I don't live to society's standards about what I should do. I just don't. I feel like a lot of people judge women for moving on too fast, doing this and that. I don't look at society's standards. I'm going to do what I want to do regardless. Now, like I said, told you guys in another episode, had I been dating my boyfriend for a year or two, I would definitely not be talking to nobody because I would probably allow myself a year or two to heal and focus on me. However, in this case, only talking to somebody for 4 or 5 months and only, I'm going to keep it 100, y'all. I only saw my boyfriend I can count on one hand how many times I saw my boyfriend. Not two hands, one. We got 5 hands on one finger. I only saw him a select few times out of 5 times before we got into a relationship. So you gotta understand that I was only having a phone and text relationship with this man. We only saw each other like maybe 2 or 3 times before he left to go out of town to New York for good. And then when he got there, that's when we got serious and got into a relationship. But if you only met somebody 2 or 3 times, like, what are you supposed to do with that? Everything was a phone relationship. So I don't feel like, no, I'm moving on too fast. I don't feel bad because I'm dating other people and having fun. No, I'm enjoying my life. I'm young and I'm still going to have fun. And I'm not going to feel guilty for that. I'm just not. How I feel. Honestly, I feel like my life is in a good space right now as far as dating goes. I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun right now. I just feel like I wish I had kind of focused on myself a long time ago and put myself first, but I didn't. So, I really don't have any more thoughts on dating. Like, how I feel is just that I want to have fun. I want to be happy. I want to live in my truth and live in my moment. And I just want to focus on being happy. That's really all I want. Like I tell you guys all the time, happiness is my thing right now. I just want to be happy. I want to be free. I want to focus on what makes me feel good inside. And that's what it is right now. I just want to, you know, feel good. Dating apps. So I'm not using dating apps, you guys. I was on dating apps for such a period of time. I actually need to cancel all my subscriptions to the dating apps. I was actually still paying for them, but I don't think I'm going to be using them anymore. I just don't have a desire to use dating apps. I want to focus on me and my guy friend right now, us talking pretty much, and just see where that goes. And not only that, but I just don't think dating apps is for me. And I'm probably going to cancel all my subscriptions because I'm not going to be paying out of pocket for this stuff because I just feel like right now I have no reason to keep paying. And I'm just trying to focus on other things right now. So that's just where I'm at with it right now. So no date. I don't even see myself on dating apps in the future, because I just prefer to meet somebody in person. It's just that I've tried dating apps for years on and off, and I just always meet the same people, and I'm just not trying to go through that no more. So yeah, if I meet somebody now, it's just gonna be in person. What the future holds. Honestly, the future for me right now, I don't know what it holds. I'm just living in the moment and having fun every day. As far as my dating life goes, I don't know what the future holds, but I want to enjoy it. I want to have fun with it and just be happy. That's it, you know? Anything can happen in the future. I don't know who I'm going to end up with, but it's going to work itself out. Let's talk about work right now. So, my patients. So, lately, I love my job. You guys know I work as an intake coordinator at a mental health facility. And sometimes it is so draining, you guys, to deal with my patients. It's like it affects my mental health sometimes, because we have patients that sometimes are nice, sometimes are mean. They can be, forgive me, Lord, they can be nagging at times. They can be overbearing. But then I think about it, they're going through mental health issues, so they're necessarily not going to be in a good space at times. I have people call and say they want to kill themselves. People call who just witnessed trauma. I remember one time I had a girl call me when I first got to my department, and I cried after that phone call, because she literally told me how she saw her grandpa die, saw him get put in the body bag and all these things. And I was like, oh my God, like, it made me cry, because at that time I had just lost my grandfather as well, so I could relate. And I was like, oh my God, that was the most disturbing thing in the world, to say the least, y'all. It was very disturbing. Yeah, it was horrible. But and I still hear stories like that, and some stories are rough. But you know, I think I have good and bad days with patients. Some of them are really sweet, some of them are not. Some of them are very, you know, wanting to help, wanting to you to help them, and some of them just don't care. Like, we had an incident today where a patient was irate and went to one of our locations and threatened the whole staff. They had to call the police to look for him, and I don't know what happened with that situation, but I was like, sometimes we get people. I remember my old job when I was a medical assistant, we once had a patient get discharged for having drugs in his system, and this particular guy got pissed and he called our job saying he was outside with a gun and he was going to kill us and everything, and we literally had to call the cops, and we had to lock ourselves in the building. One of my coworkers just bust outside, and my office manager screaming, get in here, because what if he sees you and he shoots you? She was like, I'm not scared. So she bust out there in a serious situation, which was crazy. Luckily, he was gone, but he was literally threatening us for hours. So I've seen stuff like that happen, especially in mental health. You're going to see that a lot, because patients are just tired. And you can't blame them, because mental health is draining at times. So, but yeah, as far as my patients go, I have good and bad days with them. But for the most part, I love what I do, and I love helping patients, especially the ones that are so grateful for your help. My management team. So at my job, I love my management team. They're amazing. They're awesome. Both my managers are really cool and laid back, very helpful. So I can't complain. I have great management. This is my hair right now. I put patients, management, and something. And I can't read it, y'all. Anyway, how do I feel about my coworkers? For the most part, I get along with all my coworkers. It's like 17 of us. So I love all my coworkers. I get along with all of them. They're really sweet. I've gotten to know them. Although we all work from home, it's kind of hard to get to know your coworkers from home, because all you have is... all we have is like when we see each other in meetings, or if like I see my coworkers, I see them in meetings, or I might see them in sorry y'all, but yeah, I mostly see my coworkers in if we have a meeting, or if I'm trying to thank y'all. But yeah, it's mostly in meetings. I mostly see my coworkers in meetings, or we talk to teams chat, or we call each other on the phone from our phone system. But yeah, I don't really see my coworkers that often, because everybody in my department works from home, including the people in other states. We have my the company I work for is in 30 states. So everybody in every state is that's in my department works from home. Nobody's in the office. So because of that, I don't really get to see a lot of people. And I don't know everyone in the other states as well. But yeah, it's pretty, my coworkers are pretty cool. As you guys know, I also got a raise not too long ago, which I was so excited about. It's the most I've made in my life. Super happy about it. My boss literally fought for us to get a raise in our department, and it worked, and they kept pushing, and I'm just thankful that I was able to make what I make. I'm grateful, very grateful, because it was a long time coming. And I make more as intake coordinator than I did when I was a medical assistant, which is crazy because my degree is in medical assistant, but yet I was paid less as a medical assistant and more as an intake coordinator. It's crazy, right? I don't know what this is, y'all. My handwriting is so sloppy right now. I put all the stuff I wanted to write down, but I don't know what this says, y'all. I don't know. We gotta skip that one. My social media. So far as YouTube goes, guys, I created a new YouTube, but I felt like my videos weren't getting any views, and I don't know what to do for YouTube. Like, I post content and nobody ever views them. So I'm like, how do I get followers if nobody reviews my content? Like, I even do the SEO thing or that you're supposed to do through TubeBuddy that tells you what tags and stuff to put, and people still don't view my videos. So it got frustrating. I just took the whole page and deactivated it because I was like, why is this page here if I can't even get views on it? So it was frustrating, y'all. I don't know what to do about YouTube. I want to be on YouTube, but I just get frustrated because I don't understand how I'm not getting any views. There's content creators, when you pull up their video, you can see their CEO on the side of the video if you have TubeBuddy. And half of them don't use tags, don't use anything hardly in their bio, and they still get more views than me. So I'm just like, what am I doing wrong? Why? I don't know. Maybe I need to push my YouTube more than what I've been doing. I mean, because right now, I'm scared to put it on Instagram, but I guess I need to post it on Instagram and TikTok and just take it to a bigger place because, I don't know, I get nervous about putting stuff on Instagram, but I guess I have to do that if I want my YouTube to blow up. Because if you guys got any tips for that, let me know, because I'm so frustrated with YouTube. My first YouTube I ever made, now I got a good following. I got a good amount of subscribers on that. But honestly, when I post, because I haven't posted on that channel in like so many years, and when I try to go back, it's like people aren't noticing me as much on there. But I don't know what to do, you guys. So just let me know. Because I feel like I want to do YouTube, but at the same time, I'm frustrated with YouTube because when I do post content, nobody's seeing it, or maybe they don't care to see it. I don't know. So it's frustrating, you guys. And because of that, I just haven't posted any more videos because I feel like people just don't care about my videos. And I wanted to do all the videos that I do on here, but it was called My Mental Health Diary because I wanted to do a diary with everybody. But unfortunately, I don't know what's going to happen with my mental health diary right now. But I still want to get a blog site as well, you guys, going on WordPress. And again, I haven't done that either. So I know I talk a lot, but I haven't gone through anything. I'm proud of one of my guy friends, though, because he actually is doing his business. He's making t-shirts and all kinds of stuff and putting it on social media. So I'm happy for him. But for me, I just don't have time because I have a daughter and other things going on. So I haven't had time to really put into the business part that I want to do. I wanted to make my mental health diary a business, but like I said, to make a whole new account, it would be exhausting because I already have Sherelle's blog.media. But I wouldn't mind changing the name to My Mental Health Diary because that's what it would be about, essentially. So, I don't know, you guys. I may change the domain on it. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I don't know what to do, to be honest with y'all. I'm just all over the place when it comes to this blog site. So, I don't know what I'm going to be doing next, y'all. Hopefully, I can figure this YouTube thing out. If you guys got any ideas how to get views on YouTube, let me know because I am just frustrated with trying to get views. Like, I don't know. And it's confusing because I don't know if I should put content for kids or content for adults, because I feel like if you do content for kids, people are like, you can't get monetized. But if I do content for just adults, then I feel like people aren't seeing the videos either. So I don't know what to do. But the content for adults is different from the kids one. It's like you can get paid if you do the one for adults. You can't get paid if you do the one for kids. So it's a complex thing. So I have to look into that more too. Instagram, y'all know I stay on Instagram. I love my Instagram. I love putting pictures, but I don't do it as often as I used to, only because I just don't have time. But blog, I'm still trying to work on my blog site, y'all. Like I said, I don't know what to do with that. I don't know if I should change the name on my first WordPress one. That's what my friend told me to do, or either I should, you know, make a whole new blog site. I don't know. But either way, blog sites are expensive, you guys. You have to pay a good amount of money to do a blog site, which I don't know. I know for WordPress, if you want to do the one where you get paid, that's like $100 and some you got to put out. And then if you want to do the one where you don't get paid, which obviously I want to get paid for my blog, so that's why I haven't done nothing yet. But that's why people keep telling me to switch the domain name, which I'm thinking about doing. Instead of Sherelle's blog.media, I'm thinking about putting my mental health diary and changing everything. But we'll see what happens, y'all. I might actually do that today, but I have to log on to do it. And I don't feel like using my computer, y'all, because I've been on the computer all damn day. But I have to figure it out. Far as my podcast, y'all know I still have two other podcasts I made on here, but I haven't went back to look on the views of the episodes I did for the other two. I have a Girl Talk series and Who Knew, but I haven't made any more content on that. So I'm going to check the views today. If that one does well, I'm going to make more content for it and just see what can happen. But anyway, you guys, so that covers everything I wanted to talk about. But I hope you guys are doing well. Peace and love.